your advice that we, you see, the point is that we don't have, I just typed up a couple, just to have here, which I would only put out, you know, in the event that certain things occurred.
I understand.
But see, put the, what's your advice?
I'm not going to be the good that you have in mind. And I would think, to be very honest with you,
I will. As a matter of fact, they both suggested it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got that. I'm sorry, Steve, I didn't belong to us. So I've already done that with them. I want to get your advice on that too. So what I think we want to do, we should have it in two different forms here. We should have it, and I would like to discuss with you the form. It seems to me that the form should be requesting an immediate and definite leave of absence. That would be one thing. And the other person here, just a straight resignation.
Mm-hmm.
What I would suggest is that you sign both. That's what I had in mind, and then we'll talk about after. You don't know yet what you're going to. For example, if you go in and plead guilty, you'd have to resign. If, on the other hand, you're going in on some other basis, then I give a leave of absence. It's not the proper thing to do.
I would think so.
And that's the way I would discuss it with others, too. But do you have any other thoughts? Let me know. I'm not under impression on things. Because I just want to be sure John's got the record, because you're going to do this. So that I've done everything that I
can. Well,
I said, if you get this stuff confirmed, I said, I need to know. now.
I would agree. Well, I was thinking about that.
See, we got the problem the day the thing may break, you know, with the recruiter and so forth. And and that's what I wanted to run over with you briefly, is to, you know, to get your feeling again as to how we handle it. How we, you know, you were saying the president should stay ahead, one step ahead of this thing. Well, we've got to. The only problem is, what the hell can I say publicly? Now, here's what we've done. I got in findings. I've been working on them all week. As soon as I got the recruiter thing, and I got in findings. And then at 4 o'clock, we got in. Peterson, findings withdrew, and signed Peterson. I said, all right, I'm going to want to talk to claims and more about this case. I'm just going to talk to you. You're in charge. You follow through. Get to the bottom of this thing, and I'm going to let the chips fall where they may. We covered that all the way down the line. Now, I have to follow him to a certain extent on the prosecution side. On the other hand, on the PR side, I sure as hell am not going to let the Justice Department step out there and say, look, we dragged the White House in here. I got to step out and do it, John.
That's right. That's right.
But again, I don't want to walk out and say, look, John Dean's resignation has been accepted. Jesus Christ, that isn't fair.
Nor would it be fair to say, or even the Republicans have.
What?
You know, I know what you're
saying. Because you see, they haven't been charged with that. As soon as they're charged in property, but see, but in your case, you haven't been charged with them yet.
No, I have not.
That's my problem, see, with it. All I want is to have on, the only reason I'm doing this is to, because of you, what you said about someone, what you said about Ben, and that's why I'm getting from Ben.
Well, that's if there's a chance, there's a chance that today, when LaRue goes down, that Haldeman or Lichtenman's name are going to be right down there before the grand jury.
Right. The name will be in, but the point is, you don't just throw somebody else because of a name.
I understand.
You could also, if you would, and I would like for you to prepare this in a letter that you would have for Ehrlichman and Haldeman. Would you do that too?
Yes, sir.
And then I'll give them the form and let them work on their something that's appropriate. Would you prepare that for me?
Yes, sir.
Because they told me last night orally, just as you did,
they stand ready to
cover the record. They said, look, we'll leave them in and leave today. Get whatever you want. And I said, well, no. Well, you're going to have to wait and get the evidence. You know what I mean?
So,
which I think you agree with.
That's what I do. And the question is timing. And
Now, let's get Dean's advice to how we handle this now from now on. What is your advice?
Well, I would say you should have the letters in hand. And then, based on what you learned from Peterson, you can make a judgment at the timing. And I think you're still 5 steps ahead of what will ever emerge publicly. I don't think
they think in 12 hours they may break somebody from it because Tolkien's, according to the secretary, has got something not on this. But we were talking about everything I know.
Well, I know some of the things McGruder said. He said that, that the prosecutors had asked him a number of questions about Ehrlichman and Haldeman. So there's no doubt that's going to be out on the street fast also.
And then we got to move on that too. That's my point.
It's unfortunate, and I'm hoping that the ultimate resolution of this thing is no one has any problem. And that's
legally. That's right, which I hope is your case too. In other words, when I say no one, I don't want the White House staff, not you, not Colson, or not Colson. Because God has nothing. Let me come to this point again, because I need to, you know, that we know there was no, on the Dean report, Ziegler's always said it was our.
That's right.
Right. But remember when you came in, I asked you specific questions. Anybody in the White House got involved? But you told me no.
That's right. And I have no.
You still believe that?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah. But you did tell me that in the aftermath there were serious problems.
That's right.
Right. And I said, well, let's see what they are. Right.
And now you're beginning to see what they are. They're potential technical obstruction of justice.
That's right. Not necessarily. Well, I talked to Peterson and I said exactly the same point. He says the obstruction was morally wrong. No, not moral. He said, may not have been moral, and it may not be legally wrong, but he said from the standpoint of the presidency, you can't have it. That's what he's meant with. So he seems to think that that the obstruction of justice thing is a goddamn hard thing to prove.
That's right.
To prove in court, which I think should be some comfort to you.
Well, my lawyer tells me that, you know, legally, you're in damn good shape.
Is that right?
That's right.
Because of, you're not.
That's right.
You were simply helping defendants get their fees and their.
Well,
what does he
said that Hunt asked the following message be passed to you. And I said, why me? He said, I asked Hunt the same question.
You, Dean, or me, the president?
I asked him, me, Dean. Okay. I'm not sure if I'd ever heard anything like this. He said,
you never had a message from me before?
No.
Let me tell you, what did you report to me on it, though? It was rather fragmentary, as I recall. You said Barry had a problem.
Very fragmentary.
I said, my John, what's it going to cost to do this? And that's when I sent you to Canada and said, well, for God's sake, let's see where this thing comes out.
That's right.
And you said it cost $1 million.
I said, you know, you conceivably could. The way this, I said, if we don't cut this thing, it's
That's the only conversation we had. Where, how was that handled? We don't have that money.
Well, let me tell you the rest of what Hunt said. He said, you tell Dean that I need $72,000 for my personal expenses, $50,000 for my legal fees. If I don't get it, I'm going to have some things to say about the seamy things I did at the White House for John Ehrlichman. All right, I took that to Ehrlichman. Ehrlichman said, have you talked to Mitchell about it? I said, no, I have not. He said, well, will you talk to Mitchell? I said, yes, I will. I talked to Mitchell. I just passed it along to him. And then there was a meeting down here a few days later in Bob's office with Bob and Ehrlichman and Mitchell and myself. And Ehrlichman said at that time, he said, well, that problem with Hunt straightened out. He said it to me, and I said, well, that's the man who may know Mitchell. And Mitchell said, I think that problem is solved.
That's all.
That's all I said.
That's good. In other words, that was going to Mitchell know.
That's right.
But you had knowledge, Holman, and knowledge in Ehrlichman.
That's right.
And I suppose I did. That just seems culpability on that.
I don't think so.
Why not? I'm trying to be tough on myself, so I don't get it. I must say that I didn't really give it a thought at the time.
No one gave it a thought.
You didn't tell me it was about Ehrlichman, for example. You came in on that day.
I know.
You simply said Hunt needs this money. And you were using it as an example of the problems ahead.
I have tried make sure that anything I passed to you, myself, didn't cause you any personal problems.
John, let me ask you this. Let us suppose, as this thing breaks, they ask you, John Dean. Now, John, you were the president's counsel. Could you report things to the president? What did you report to
the president? I would refuse to answer any questions as to anything.
No, I think you should. Let me ask you.
Unless you wait.
Let me say, on this point, I would not wait. You could say, I reported to the president. The president called me in. I mean, the president authorized me to say he called me in and asked me that before that's when the event first occurred. You conducted the investigation and passed to the president the message. No White House personnel, according to your investigation, involved. You did do that, didn't you?
I did that through Ehrlichman and Holman.
Actually, you did do that.
If I'm under oath now, I'm going to have to say I did that through Ehrlichman and Holman.
No, I know you did that. I didn't see it. Remember, I didn't see it after the election.
That's right.
All right. Now, but then you say, and then after the election, the president went to McCord in April and called you in. I think that's when it was, wasn't
no,
it? After the McCord.
No, it was before the McCord thing, because you remember you told me after the Friday morning of McCord's letter, he said, you predicted this, that it was going to happen, because I had, in about a week or 2 weeks.
Why did I get you in then? What triggered me getting you in?
Well, we just started talking about this thing.
But I called you in. You and Moore together, didn't I?
Well,
for a Dean report.
On a Wednesday morning.
What was the line office involved? It was involved with the damn executive privilege and all that crap.
That's right. It was a great thing for popping. But on the Wednesday morning before, I had...
You mean the three conversations, my recollection.
Well, sir, I think we have more than that. But, of course, we'd have a record of that through...
Yeah.
Those people, I think we had more than that, but the one report where I finally, I called Bob.
I agree in this office. Go ahead.
Yeah, I called Bob, and I said, Bob, I don't think the president has all the facts.
That's right. And then you came and sat in this chair, and that's the first time that I realized that.
That's right.
And now the white chair, so Mr. Dean, why didn't you tell the president before? And your answer there,
I didn't know. That is absolutely
true. That's what told me last night. See, I don't want you, John, to be in a position. And frankly, I don't want the president to be in a position where I want to distrust the people had information that he didn't keep kept from him. So
did
I just want you
to not know.
Fine. You did not know. How did you find out then? I ask, okay, well, you better, but you can handle that.
That's right.
But I did ask you, and I think you should say the president is authorized me to say this. I don't reveal a conversation with the president, but he asked me this question. I I told him this, that nobody in the White House was involved. And then, in addition to that, to the best of my ability, what do you think you ought to handle with the presidential lens?
Well, I think the less said about
me, all right,
I think that's privilege.
Except that I do this.
I think you say anything you want to say about it.
Right, but I have to say it. Well, let me tell you, I'm going to handle that properly, and I just want to be sure that it is the judge of the facts. I can say that you did tell me that nobody in the White House was involved, and I can say that you then came in at your request and said, I think the president needs to hear more about this case.
That's right.
And it was that time that I started my investigation.
That's right.
Correct?
That was the Wednesday before they were sentenced. Now, I could get that data. I don't have it off the top.
Would you do me this? Give your chronology of that. The Wednesday you came in and told me, that would be helpful for me to have.
That's what I agree.
I became, frankly, interested in the case, and I said, now, goddammit, I want to find out the score, and I set in motion early, and made them a few, of not much of a, but okay. One other thing. On the privilege thing, I think, nothing, so that you can be sure that you know, nothing is privilege that involves wrongdoing.
That's correct.
On your part, or wrongdoing on the part of anybody else. I'm telling you that now, and I want you to, when you testify, if you do, to say that the president has told you that. Would you do that?
Yes, sir.
Would you agree to that
affirmative?
Fine. However, let me say that with regard to what you call the electronic stuff that occurred, and what I have now found is in the leak area, national security area, I consider privilege.
I do too.
And I think you should say, for example, on that, but what I meant is that I think in the case of the crash stuff, what the FBI did, there were both, I found, and I checked it back. There were some done through private sources. Most of it was done through the Bureau after we got there. Hoover didn't want to do craft. What it involved, John, apparently, was this, the release from the NSC. They were in craft and other phones. We were trying to plug the leaks.
Right.
And we had that, so we checked it out. Finally, we turned it over to Hoover. Then when Apollo was involved, we just stopped it altogether.
I can't
think of the stop case. But in my view, I consider that a privilege.
I have no intention of raising that any
further. Have you informed your lawyers about that?
No.
I think you should not. Understand, not because they're hiding anything, except that I do think it's privilege. But it's up to you.
I mean, no, I think it's privilege also.
Yeah. It's important to know. And this was necessary to you. We had Hoover a little bit. And in the control, it was in the Johnson category. Now, your guess is when, well, I ask Peterson today, when will you be called? Perhaps Tuesday, Wednesday, or?
I would think sometime this week.
You don't think the thing is likely to break today?
No, I don't.
I don't know what Sigler's got. He must have. He seems to think that something's going to go. He didn't then see me. I'll have to get him in later. But, I'll ask Peterson. But don't you agree with me that the president should make the first announcement and not the Justice Department?
Yes, I do.
I mean, that's something.
On his own staff.
Huh?
On his own staff.
Oh, no, I'm going to make the announcement to Director Magruder, too. Goddamn, it's our campaign. I'm not going to have the Justice Department.
Oh, I see.
We triggered this whole thing. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Don't you agree?
Well, if when the...
You know the trigger.
When history is written, you put the pieces back together, you'll see why it happened. It's because I triggered it. I put everybody's feet to the fire because it just had to stop.
Right. And,
I still continue to feel out.
You put Magruder's feet to the fire.
Yes, I did.
Where did you see Magruder?
I didn't. In fact, I refused to see him. That was one of the problems.
Oh. And that's why.
I talked to him. I met with him in one of these outer offices out here at the meeting.
Why did you want Magruder to talk? I would like to take credit.
Because
I was hoping that you'd seen him
because he was told
one that, you know, you made a statement about just making me know here, drawing the wagons up around the White House. Basically, you thought the primary was, this we're talking about pre free there.